last night, a nice victory for you guys, 16-0. You had over 100 yards rushing last night. You did leave the game a little early with a right leg injury. How you feeling this morning?
I'm a little sore, but I'll be okay. I just took a helmet to the thigh, and I just wasn't 100%. And the younger guy stepped up, and there was no need for me to go back in.
Well, it's definitely nice when you have, you know, support like that, you know, players that can come in and obviously spell you when you have an injury. You're a busy young man. Football, basketball, baseball. Where do you find time to get a 4.0 GPA squeezed in there as well?
I just do all my homework right after practice, get it done, study for my tests. And, I mean, it's really not as hard as people think. I mean, I go to bed by 9:30 or 10 every night, and just do my homework. I just don't waste time in school. If I have time, I'll do my homework in school. But when I go home, I don't have as much. But
you're not playing Xbox 360 till your retinas detach every night till like 1 or 2 in the morning, like most high school students. No.
Okay. I do have it, but I haven't been playing it for a while.
It probably wouldn't help you at the plate if you had one of your retinas detached, you know, looking at a fastball down the middle of the plate. So
exactly.
Luke Hagee joining us here on the UPMC High School Football Show. Luke, a senior over at Mount Lebanon, and a big year last year for you, almost 2,000 yards rushing in a 10-1 season. I know disappointing a quarterfinals loss last year for you guys, but you seem to have things, you know, at least you focused in the right direction. You know, is Heinz Field the goal this year for you guys?
I think that's what our goal is. I think we're going to look at it one game at a time, though, because you don't want to look there and then all of a sudden let a game that you should be winning, that you should win, slip. I think everybody on our team, I think that's our goal, and I think we're on our way to getting there.
You know, I talked and I mentioned the different sports that you play. And, of course, last year you were the Post-Gazette Male Athlete of the Year. As you look at the end, you're reaching the end of your high school career, and college is obviously very much looming. I know you're kind of looking at Pitt and you're looking at some Ivy League schools. You know, how do you decide if when you make the next step to college, you know, do you have an idea of which way you're going to lean? Is football the choice for you, or is that something you just haven't quite decided on yet?
I've decided that I want to play football at the next level, but I haven't decided where yet. I need to look at which place is the right school for me. I look at it as if I wasn't playing football, where would I want to go to school? And then I also want to go to a place that the coaching staff is really good, and that they have a good interaction with their players, and just that the players are together and play as a team.
We're talking with Luke Hagee of Mount Lebanon High School, senior running back last night, rushing for over 100 yards. He had 110 yards rushing and a touchdown in the 16-0 victory. Mount Lebanon posted over Penn Hills last night, our game of the week here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. You know, Saturday is a kind of a day of rest for you. Are you going to be checking out Pitt? I know that that's one of the schools that you've kind of been keeping an eye on. Have you made an official visit to Pitt by any chance?
I have not yet.
Okay.
I haven't made any official visits.
Okay.
Yet, but
you're getting that.
I'm on my way up to Cornell now.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going down to Pitt next weekend for when they play Notre Dame.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know. I mean, obviously, and that's obviously keeping you very busy. Your parents trucking you around to do that sort of thing. Talk about your parents' role in helping you and what they've done for you. I mean, three sports obviously means moving around, practices, going here, going there. Talk about what they've done for you and how they've, you know, kind of helped you through this whole process.
I think they're the whole reason where I am now. They're both huge role models in my life, and they're always there for me. I can't think of the last game that they've missed. They've been at every game. After every practice, they're there. Asked me how my day was, how practice was, if I wanted anything to eat or anything. But I think that they're the reason why I am where I am now.
Luke Hagee joining us here on the Rivertown Hotline. Luke, a senior at Mount Lebanon High School, senior tailback last night, 110 yards rushing and that touchdown that we played for you at the beginning of the segment, Luke rushing for the opening score in that contest, a 16-0 victory that the Mount Lebanon Blue Devils posted over Penn Hills last night in non-conference action. You know, as you look at these different schools, you know, on a Saturday, you mentioned coaching staff and you know, the synergy that they have and how important it is. Talk about that in relation to high school and where you're at right now, the cohesion that you have with your teammates and your coaching staff. And that's, you know, obviously a big reason why you guys were so successful last year. You went 10-0, winning the Great Southern Conference. And, you know, obviously it's going to be between you guys and Upper St. Clair again this year. But talk a little bit about that cohesion thing and that camaraderie and how that plays a role in success for you.
I think that plays a huge role. I think so a lot of the guys on our team have been playing since 7th and 8th grade. Been playing together, so like our line, a lot of them, we all kind of went to the same middle school, and so they kind of have a feel for what I like to do, and I have a feel of what they like to do. And then with the coaching staff, I mean, we've been playing since sophomore year, and I've gotten close with my with the coaching staff, and they know what plays that I like and which ones that are not as much. And I think they do a great job of all the play calling, and it's just, I think as a team right now, we're very close and we all play together.
You know, it's easy for us to talk to student athletes and look at them and try to and treat them as they're a little bit older, sometimes almost like adults. And maybe that's just, you know, the way society has kind of evolved. But you're still a teenager. What type of teenager things or activities do you enjoy doing to kind of relax and just kind of get away from it all?
I mean,
are you into games or anything like that? Or do you like to read?
I play. I have Xbox 360. I like playing that. I actually got NCAA. Was playing that. I play that a little bit, and then I kind of just relax, watch some TV, watch movies, then hanging out with my friends.
Just make sure those retinas don't detach. Don't play too much, all right? Because that'll cause problems for you. I don't want to have that happen to you. Luke, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time on a Saturday morning as you drive towards Cornell. You know, just continued success. You obviously have, you know, created a nice path for yourself and, you know, playing three sports, you know, juggling the 4.0 and all the things that you do. Continued success to yourself and best of luck throughout the course of the 2011 season. I do appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes and talking with us this morning, okay?
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.